Blog Talk Radio.
Every week it does this. I don't know why it does this. Let's try again. There we go.
Yay! Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we are going to talk about the fun of creating success. And the nice thing about that is we're not alone for sure. I'm going to go ahead and get my co-host on. Miss Amy, how are you today?
I'm lost in the forest. Your soul helps you with a large, huge percentage of those delightful synchronicities that become your guideposts. I'm lost in the forest.
Oh, my God. Well, we better get our author and fabulous guide here, Miss Phoenix, on. Hey, Miss Phoenix, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. I think we better help Amy out.
Oh, my God. Let's spare no time in getting that taken care of, for sure. So we're going to be in Chapter 4 today of the wonderful book, The Recipe for Your Soul, Five Steps to a Delicious Life by Miss Phoenix Rising Star. Yay! And this chapter is all about, we've been checking out our kitchen, see what's going on with all that, and today we're actually we've kind of cleaned the kitchen, and we're going to start assembling ingredients for a delicious life. So I'm really excited about that, because it's all about being able to look at the reasons where we want to create, researching what we want to have, and really looking at those resources. So however you want to take that away, Miss Phoenix.
Woohoo! Well, it's kind of a left brain and a right brain activity, you know, because you've got the logical part that says, okay, this is what I'm putting together, and so, okay, that figures. But then you're also opening up all of your senses and saying, you know, to the angels or the divine, okay, what would make this, you know, even better? Come on. And that's when you start getting these wonderful intuitive impressions that say, oh, add a little bit of this. Let's add this in. What do you think about this? And stuff just starts to flow because you're in alignment with your heart.
Yeah, that's so wonderful. And I really wanted to talk about that, about the right action as opposed to having your left brain going on there, and we really need both of them. But normally when we have the being able to plan and all that kinds of stuff, we think we just have to get very analytical about it. But it's really the angels that really help us to remind us to keep it fun and exciting. And, you know, there's something to be said for if you got to be creating something, let's doodle for a little while and see what comes out of that.
That's a really good point. I love it.
Yeah. So, Amy, you want to jump in here?
Yeah, and then working with lots of people, I love what we're doing here, and this is going to help a lot of people. And when you say looking for those guideposts and knowing that those signs, I think this is really important. Mm-hmm. This is a really important part that a lot of people have no idea how to tap into. So I'm really looking forward to this conversation. But, you know, on page 45, I love, he says, knowing how you receive your soul's messages is just as important as understanding what you're receiving and when to take action. And I think this is a really critical part of people allowing themselves to know what those messages are and being able to really hear them and with all their senses, like you've said before, Phoenix. Because I think, I know a lot of people who are like, oh, you know, I know you and Robin both hear, I don't hear. And it took me a while to kind of adjust to that, because I was thinking that's what I was supposed to do. But we get it in so many different ways.
Right. Because we are very sensory beings, you know. We smell things, we taste things, we have goosebumps. You know, all these things let us know that, hey, this is right for me.
Yeah,
I think part of that is understanding your own process. It's like, you know, for me, I just kind of started noticing, and I think it's really good to, you know, have a journal, take good notes. and I started noticing when things were going the right direction for me, I would get a series of two. Three meant something was really going on, and more than that meant more. And when I was speaking an ultimate truth, my ears get hot.
Oh, nice. I love that.
Wow.
Yeah, that's awesome.
My ears get hot. Yeah, that is awesome. Mm. Well, I was going to say it's so kind of cool because it just seems for me, I don't know, just in my world of looking at just how superheroes and all that stuff have really taken people really embracing that. And just, you know, you look at all these conventions and all these things where comic book characters and stuff are just getting so popular. It's really giving people permission to be able to look at the senses in just a different way. You know, whether it's, you know, whether you want to call it Spider-Man senses or whatever, it's being able to tap into those different kinds of things that we want to label a superpower when it's actually something that's something we've just suppressed in our subconscious, and allow ourselves to be able to allow that to speak to us in a way that we haven't really made it felt like it was safe or appropriate in the past. And I think it's something that's really helping people to really kind of look at that in a way of giving permission slips for people to say, yeah, I get that. But like you're saying, Amy, it isn't necessarily like I think I'm getting a message in a certain way. And I love how you talk about, you know, the different sensory experiences of being, you know, you say sensory experiences actually open us to your soul's guidance, that voice that's in your head. Like I hear the angels visualizing different ingredients and knowing without knowing how the chocolate's really going to make it the recipe to taste better. And it's just those little hunches of things. And I think the one thing that we're, you know, this show could really be about is about giving yourself permission. And I love it. I know I'm looking forward to you talking about, you know, how it was for you to be able to move into Sedona and just all the different seemingly roadblocks that you had or invitations that you could take or not take when you were moving your way to that. So I think that would be really great to be able, because like, I mean, I love this story because like, you start with this book, and it's got all these little things, you know, it's got the mermaid and all these things that are happening, and we're finally getting into really working with packing things up and going to Sedona. So I'd love for you to share about that as well, Phoenix.
But let me, and sure. I'd like to preface just a little bit before you dive in. It's like for people, we've set this vision intention, kind of feels like both to me, and we're choosing. And now the soul is giving us ideas and, like you're saying, with different ways to come at the recipe and being willing to, like, really allow yourself to see that knowing with your own process. You're going to learn your own process, and you're going to learn how to trust, which you did so beautifully. And so I'd love to hear if you share it.
Well, I had a lot of resistance at the beginning of the book.
And I think a lot of people will that are listening.
And that's good. Yeah, that's good because that just shows you're you know, using all of your senses and your sense of common sense. Because lots of times when you're working with your angels and your guides, you have to take common sense and kind of throw it out the window. Because all these safeties that we put in our way when it comes to, you know, is that right for me? Is that going to work for me? And I love how you're talking to your guides and just say, if it's right for me, I want to see a couple signs before I move forward. You know, show me something here that makes me know that I'm on the right path. And I love for people to know, though, that that's something we can actually do is just really kind of challenge what we're getting and know that we don't have to take it for face value.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that's what really helps us to step into being co-creators, you know, so it's not just the voice in my head that's telling me, I'm also having a response back and saying, okay, well, if that's the way it's going to be, then this is what I want, and I want this, and I want this, and I want this, you know, because for me, that was keeping me safe in my mind, and that if all of that was really set up, then I would have complete trust in knowing that this was truly the right thing for me. So it was kind of like my own test to the universe, but the angels just like stepped up and said, no problem. We are happy that you are considering this. We'll bring you anything you want. I mean, wow, what a confirmation right there when they said, you know, you've got this week in your calendar where nothing, you keep trying to stick something in there and nothing is working. That's the week we want you to go to Sedona. You know, now that you've opened the door crack, we're going to take you there. I'm going to show you just how easy it's going to be. And I'm like, well, if it's going to be easy, okay, then I want a place to live. I want a place to work. I want a place for my first workshop. I want to go there and stay there cheaply. I mean, you know, I want it all. And they're like, no problem. No problem. So that's exactly what happened. So I couldn't quite find a place to stay while I was there, because Sedona is a tourist town. So even then, you know, back in 2004, it was expensive. And I didn't want to stay in an expensive hotel. That wasn't the atmosphere I wanted for myself. I wanted to be, you know, feeling supported and in a group of like-minded individuals. And I couldn't quite find a place online that was going to give me that. So I started asking around, because I knew a couple of people had been there, and they said, oh, I mean, within 24 hours, three different people who didn't know each other all said, you've got to stay at the Healing Center of Sedona, which unfortunately is no longer in existence. Isn't that too bad?
Oh,
Well, I know. It is this really funky place that was built like a geodesic dome, and it was built with all these people who would just come and stay and volunteer their work. And so it was really a funky, funky place, but I loved it because the top floor is more like a hostel, and they would just give you a futon and a communal kitchen, and everybody was very respectful. You know, it's a bunch of old hippies, you know, that stayed there. So everybody knew how it worked. You know, you just, you know, here's your futon. If you don't want to talk to anybody, just stay there. If you want to talk, come to the kitchen. You know, it's just great. It was so comfortable, and it was exactly what I was looking for. And so then that night when I got there, the angel said, okay, so now you remember that building you drove by when you came into town and you kind of knew there was something significant there. Well, we want you to go back and talk to the director and tell her that she doesn't have a hypnotherapist on staff and that you want to apply for the job. And I'm like, well, that's pretty specific. Okay, I'll do that. At this point, whatever the angels are saying, I'm going to do, because they promised they were going to give me everything. So I'm going to work with them. So the next day I show up, and I didn't even know the director's name, which was like, oh my gosh, I'm asking to talk to her. And I know it's a she, because that's what the angel said, but I don't know what her name is, but it didn't matter. So I walk in, I'm saying to the first person I see, I'm here to see the director. And she's like looking at me strangely, and she goes, well, she's never here in the morning, but she happens to be here in the morning, and she's right over there. So I went over and I introduced myself, and I said, hey, I understand you don't have a hypnotherapist on staff. I'm here to be a hypnotherapist, and I'd love to apply for that job. What do you think? And she goes, well, come into my office. And so she asked me some questions. She had me do a little work with her. And then she said, okay, you're hired. I'm like, really? Really? That's amazing. So I'm walking out. She goes, when are you going to start? And I said, December. And I thought, oh, my God, did I just say that? That's like less than 2 months away. Oh, my gosh. But I just felt like, okay, that was the very first signpost that, you know, that was the first thing I asked for the angels. I got to have a place to work. And I jumped in the car and I said, okay, angels, find me a place to live. So they said, okay, go up the street, take a right, take another right, take a left. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. This is a neighborhood with big houses. They said, and they just ignored me. Go ahead, take the next left and stop. So I took the next left and stopped, and I realized I was looking at this fourplex apartment, that the last one in that fourplex, because it was all on one floor, the last one in that building had a for rent sign. I'm like, really? And I kind of looked around. It looked like it was perfect. It was close to hiking trails. It looked like it was in a great neighborhood, really quiet. I thought, oh, my gosh. So I called her up, and I made arrangements to meet her the next day. And I just thought, wow, this is really amazing. So I met her the next day. She showed it to me. It was just perfect. It was clean. It was quiet. Everything was great. And then she goes, oh, and I don't take any cats. And I went, what? She goes, no, I don't take any cats. I don't take any animals. I said, no. I started to cry because, I mean, it just took me from the biggest high I was on to the biggest low, because I was going to bring my cat. And my cat, you know, we were inseparable. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. This is perfect. This is the perfect place. The angels brought me here. The angels wouldn't bring me here if you weren't going to take a cat. I've got to bring my cat. I mean, I'm probably sounding so incoherent, but, you know, she just looked at me as though she knew exactly what was going on, and she paused a minute as I'm, like, crying hysterically, and she goes, all right, I went to my grandson's. They have a cat. I guess I can't say no to cats. Go ahead and bring your cat. I'm like, oh, my God. She's just like, oh, Lord. But that was like another signpost, you know, it was going to be a little glitch in the storm, and it wasn't a glitch in the storm. So that was perfect. And then I was on such a high. I thought, okay, I'm just going to go hiking and kind of ground myself out. And on the way to where I'm hiking, I passed this funky looking building. It seemed like everything was a funky looking building, but I passed this and I thought, well, I wonder what that is. And I didn't really see a sign for it. So I just kept on going to where I was going to go hiking. And as I'm putting on my hiking shoes, I glance down and I see that I've got all these brochures that I'd picked up about Sedona, and here's that funky building. And I thought, well, what is that? So I looked at that, and I realized it's a retreat center where they offer workshops. I thought, well, that was the third thing on the list. I had to have a place to have my first workshop. So I quickly unchanged my hiking shoes and went back down the hill and drove in there, and I said, I'm here to rent some classroom space. And they said, okay, what dates would you like? And I said, February. And she's like looking at me like, oh, no, this isn't going to work. And she said, she starts looking through the papers and looking through the dates. And she said, what were your dates? And I said, the 11th through the 13th. I had no idea where that date came from. It just came out of my mouth. And she's looking at her calendar, and she's looking at me, and she's looking back and back. And finally she goes, well, we never have any February time, but we've got a room on that weekend. I said, okay, it's mine. So I rented my first classroom space for my first workshop, and I thought, okay, now we are cooking. This was everything I asked for, ease and grace all the way. I got a place to live. I got a place to work. I have my first workshop. Okay, that's it. I'm moving. That was
wow.
It.
Yeah. And I love the story. Just like I said, you know, every time you wanted, and you, like you said, to keep yourself feeling safe, you would basically just say, well, this is how I want it. And, you know, angels make it happen. If you really want me to have this happen, you know, it kept you being all these conditional things of like, it has to be like this or whatever. But yet you kept it open-minded to, you know, this or something better, which I love. And then allowing yourself to have it open-minded of, like, it doesn't have to be at this location. It's just this is what I want to have happen. And I think that's really important because, like, we were talking about this, you know, the secret last week about being able to manifest things. And it's just kind of putting out – and I was wondering how you felt about it, because sometimes when it comes to, like, what I should do or not do, I even go with not even an aspect of maybe I should do this or that. It's like, how does it feel? I want to feel this way. And in feeling this way, I'm going to be doing the actions and the activities that are going to bring me that feeling of happiness and joy and satisfaction and things like that. So I wondered how you felt about that.
Yeah, it just has to be in alignment with your heart and your soul, you know. It has to feel so good that you know this is what you are meant to be doing. And so when you could allow that to happen, when you could allow yourself to step into that, then everything flows from that point.
Well, then hopefully people all have an example of something they just knew to do. They just knew that that was what they were supposed to do. And know that it doesn't have to be a fluke, that can be an ongoing thing in your life. And I think that's where we want to support people in knowing, yes, that can be. And I want to honor you, Phoenix, for when she said you can't have a cat, you didn't just stuff it. You were true to, you allowed yourself to feel what you feel, and that helped her connect with you to be able to say, oh, okay, then I'm willing to allow that.
And I love the fact that you really showed her that you were kind of, you're willing to freak out about it. I'm going to freak out right now because, you know, that isn't going to work for me. So, okay. No. I thought that was great. So why don't we got about 10 minutes left. So why don't we go ahead and make sure that we get the meditation for this week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is all about opening up your senses to your guidance. So if you're not quite sure how you're receiving your information, this meditation is really going to help you to be clear about that, because like Amy was saying, you know, she thought she was supposed to be hearing something because people around her were hearing things. Many people are very visual, and so then many of us expect that we should be visual. Like, I'm not very visual. I'm very auditory. I work with people who are very sensory in their body, so they know things in their body. So this, I think, will help you, the audience, to have a better idea of how you receive your guidance and then when to act on it. So I invite you to just get really comfortable in a position that you could hold for several minutes, taking several deep, long, slow breaths, making every inhale as long and as slow as every exhale, relaxing your body, relaxing your mind, and allowing whatever needs to come to your awareness to gently float in and then back out. And if you find you're distracted by thoughts of your day or your tasks, just place them in a box by the door for now, and you can always get them when we're finished with this meditation. As you allow yourself to rest comfortably, begin to bring an image or a sense of your intention to your mind and heart. And if you're not quite sure exactly what kind of intention you're working on yet, just allow yourself to what you know to be present. And if you are really sure about the intentions you're making, allow yourself to see, sense, and feel what you are choosing. See yourself living your intention of joy, grace, and ease. Allow yourself to feel excited about the new opportunities. And sense, in whatever way you can, what it's like to already have this in your energy field and in your life now. As you're doing this, just allow all your obvious senses to begin opening, allowing each sense to be fully present and engaged with your goal. And allow each sense to operate in its perfect way for you. You may find yourself responding with more than one sense, or one sense more than another. It's all perfect. Just allow. So we're going to begin with your skin. As you sit or lie there comfortably, really feel your skin. This is your largest organ, and it has sensors everywhere. Your skin senses temperature and air movement and provides feedback for your intuition, as in goosebumps. Your skin is a wonderful way to receive guidance from your soul, because you can feel things with your skin that you can't with other senses. So just allow your skin receptors to become alert and sensitive, really feeling with your skin as you project your goal, your intention out to the universe, really sensing what your skin reaction is to this intention. You may or may not have words for what you're sensing. And you may not feel that you're sensing anything, but just observe without judgment. Observe what you sense and what you don't. Observe how it comes to you, even if you're not sure what it means. You will. When you need to, you'll know. And when that feels complete for now, turn your awareness to your sense of smell and really open up that sensor. Your sense of smell evokes memories and creates powerful connections for you. As you focus on your goal and intention, allow significant smells to come to your awareness, really opening up your olfactory senses as you project your goal, your intention, out to the universe. Again, you may or may not actually smell anything, but just observe without judgment. Observe what you sense and what you don't. Observe and know you'll have a better understanding of it later when you need to. And when that feels complete for now, turn your awareness to your ears, both your inner ears and your outer ears. The inner ear hears voices that are not present in the room, but it also hears heart tones and frequencies and pitches that don't appear to have a source. These are forms of communication. And it's not necessary to know just yet what is being communicated, but rather to know if this is how you receive your information. Observing without judgment, allowing yourself to open your auditory senses to hear what is coming through for you as you project your goal, your intention, out to the universe. Sometimes it's very obvious, as in conversations, and sometimes it's not. You'll have a better understanding of this later, the more you use it. When that feels complete for now, turn your awareness to your eyes. Not your literal eyes, but your third eye. This is normally centered in between and above your eyebrows. And this is where you pick up on colors and shapes and symbols and visions that are not literal. The third eye has a very strong connection to the heart, where all these visuals come from. Open your third eye and allow any insights and awarenesses to come through as you project your goal and your intention out to the universe, observing without judgment. Just know that there will be complete understanding of what you're sensing when you are ready to use it. And finally, turn your awareness to your heart, projecting your intention or goal out to the universe, feeling what your heart feels when you do this, really feeling what it's like to be in alignment, really knowing this, taking this in, maintaining what feels right, releasing what doesn't, adjusting what needs adjusting, allowing for forward motion with ease and grace, expansiveness, and abundance without limitation. Just sit or lie there for a few minutes more as you allow all your senses to be fully open and present, feeling and sensing as you are focusing on your goal, your intention for your delicious life, allowing any and all impressions, sensations, intuitions, guidance, or realizations to come to your awareness now. Really feeling it, really sensing it in a way that's right for you and making it yours. Taking it all in, taking your time, your perfect and divine time, because you can, and just stay there as long as you need.
That's so good.
did we lose Amy? Amy, are you there, Amy?
I'm feeling like I'm coming out of the forest. I'm feeling like I see some light.
Oh, thank God.
Okay.
There's a light. There's a light.
No, not that light.
And I love the invitation that anything and everything can be something that the angels can utilize to just help you to get the messages that you need. I just love that. And, you know, mm-hmm. for me, sometimes it's a song. Sometimes I'm watching a show and something will be said. Sometimes it's a commercial.
Yeah.
Or books
yeah,
or whatever.
Never
yeah.
Absolutely.
You never, never know.
Yeah, because it can come from any place. So
yeah,
I want to give a little bit of a testimony here. You ready? So
yeah.
In 2009, I was at a international journaling conference for a whole week. Who knew you could talk about journaling for a week?
Ooh.
But I was.
Wow.
And during
wow.
that time, I went to this little shop that had used books, and this book just flopped itself in front of me. And it was the autobiography of a fellow who created brainstorming. And Robin and my great aunt or grandmother's sister is the mother of ethnomusicology. And I got this great idea of creating this screenplay about an imagined relationship they would have. That's 2009. And in and since we've been doing this work, I was teaching a workshop at UNLV. I met a woman who wanted to start working with me. We've been working together. I think she's the co-author. So it's like,
oh, nice.
Whoa.
And
I've been wow. sitting on this in 2009. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect timing. You never know.
No. And the overnight success.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's
great. Each step of the way and knowing that those signs are still coming, mm-hmm. you know, and in ways you may never expect.
That's right. Oh, that's beautiful.
So,
thank you for sharing that.
So stay tuned
really
for
love.
the Oscar show. There you go.
Well, again, So she and I will be accepting the Oscar for Best Original Screenplay. So you're all invited to
yes.
the screening.
Yeah.
Oh, thank
awesome.
You. I can't wait to come.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
There you go. A showing in Sedona.
Yeah.
Cool.
We'll do a special show in Sedona.
Yeah.
That way. Yeah, that'll be great. So I just, while we're getting done with the show this week, I want to remind people, if people want to get a hold of Phoenix, you can go to phoenixrisingstar.com. It's a great place to meet her.
Yeah.
And if you're interested in any extra information with the book, it's recipeforyoursoul.com as well. So thank you, Phoenix.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
so
look
fun.
Forward to anybody
yeah.
wanting to let us know how your senses are just going in overload because you're just getting all these messages. Let's do it. And as always, we want to thank everybody. Exactly. Exactly.
And know it's okay to let your common sense be in there, too. I think that's going to be a big relief for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and
yeah,
I think
absolutely.
That reminds me of Pinocchio with Jiminy Cricket, and he was like, always let your conscience be your guide. So there you go. We all have our own
Aww.
Little Jiminy Cricket helping us make life happen. So I think that's awesome. So,
yes.
All right,
and a
guys.
Blue angel.
We'll see.
A blue angel.
Yeah. The blue angel.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll see you next week here at the cafe. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys.
Thanks.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.